بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. When we speak about Qiyamah, then in the books of Hadith, there is a chapter called Ashrat al-Sa'ah, the signs of Qiyamah. And there are two categories of signs. One are the minor signs. A lot of those signs we are seeing today. In one hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا تُخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دُوَلًا وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمًا وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمًا وَتُعَلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلْ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَأَقَّى أُمَّهُ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. And so many other signs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in the hadith, some of which is تُعَلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ. The knowledge of deen will be acquired for ulterior motives. That is one. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Zaharatil qainat wal ma'azif. Singing women, singing girls, and musical instruments will become rife. And shuribatil khumur, intoxicants, will be consumed. And so many other signs we are seeing today. That is one category of signs, the minor signs. Then you get the major signs. And among the major signs is the coming of the Mahdi. Inshallah, on one occasion we will do a series, inshallah, on these signs of Qiyamah, because two reasons. One is the signs of Qiyamah, and these aspects pertain to our aqaid. It pertains directly to our beliefs. And secondly, if it is not understood or explained correctly, like we find there were occasions in the past where the kuffar had an agenda to distort these beliefs through media, through their movies sometimes. And then also, unfortunately, some of our good speakers got caught up with giving their own interpretations to these ahadith. And the ulama, the senior ulama, had pointed it out at that time. This all happened in the past. So we should not misunderstand, and we should be well informed about the correct belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah pertaining to the minor signs of Qiyamah, and especially the major signs of Qiyamah. So today, because we are discussing Masjid al-Aqsa, we will speak about the headquarters of the Mahdi and the Muslims before Qiyamah. So Masjid al-Aqsa and the area of the Baytul Muqaddas around it will be the base of the Muslim army in the time of the Mahdi radiallahu anhu and Isa alayhi salam. It's reported in the hadith that when Dajjal will approach Baytul Muqaddas, the Mahdi, now Dajjal is also from among the major signs of Qiyamah. And every Nabi that came to his nation, every Nabi warned his people about Dajjal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, in Mishkat Sharif, this is mentioned, there was a person by the name of Ibn Sayyad. Now, Ibn Sayyad, he was a very, very queer person. And he was doing things with the help of Shaitan. Like how we say, like a sangoma, just for our understanding. So he was doing some weird things. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum felt that perhaps this person, Ibn Sayyad, he could be Dajjal. So at times they used to observe him from a distance, stealthily they used to watch him. And I think it was on one occasion that Umar radiallahu anhu said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me kill him. Let me kill this Ibn Sayyad. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu confronted him, certain Sahaba, all in Mishkat Sharif. One Sahabi, he says, I went and I confronted him and he was standing in the road. And when I went to him, he said, he blew up. His body, his physique, his figure just doubled in size. This is some weird things we saw. So on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam challenged him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what am I thinking about? So he said, Ad-Dukh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was thinking of an ayat of the Quran al-Majid. Farataqib, yawma ta'ti samaa bidukhan. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was thinking about that ayat. So he, with the help of Shaitan, he just got one part, Dukh. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba were even concerned at that time that at any time, Sahaba said they were so scared of Dajjal, that any time Dajjal will just come. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, "Oh Umar, if he is Dajjal, you can't kill him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already ordained for Isa alayhi salam to kill Dajjal. So you won't be able to harm him if he is Dajjal." So nevertheless, Dajjal will be one of the major signs of Qiyamah and one of the greatest tests to come to the Ummah. If it comes in our time or in our progeny's time, ulama are saying from the signs that we are seeing, this could be quite close, you know. How close, we don't know. Allah ta'ala knows. اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. The splitting of the moon was a sign of Qiyamah. The advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a sign of Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala is saying, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ. Qiyamah has come close. The moon has been split. So how close, we don't know. So we always make dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masih al-dajjal. Oh Allah, protect me from the fitna of al-masih al-dajjal. So he will approach Baytul Muqaddas. The Mahdi radiallahu anhu will already be present in the city, and Baytul Muqaddas will be the base of the Muslim army. Mahdi and the Muslims will be making preparations to face Dajjal and his army in battle. It will be the time of Fajr Salah. The Muazzin will call out the Adhan and the people will be busy preparing for Salah. The Iqamat will be given, and at that time, just before performing Salah, Isa alayhi salam will come down from the sky and he will come to Masjid al-Aqsa. He will be taking support on two angels by placing his hands on their shoulders. What a spectacle it will be. And he will come down and he will descend on the Masjid in Damascus. Different ahadith, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gongoi explained that this will actually be in Baytul Muqaddas, which is to the west, and Damascus is to the east. So this will now join all the different ahadith together. And then Mahdi will insist that Isa alayhi salam should lead the salah. He's coming as an ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he was a Nabi. So lead the salah. He will say, the iqama was given for you. You lead the salah. And thereafter, Isa alayhi salam will perform all the other salahs. After the Fajr salah, Isa alayhi salam will command, open the door of the masjid. The door will be open and Dajjal will be there. And he will have his army of 70,000 Jews. Each of them will be bearing an adorned sword and wearing a green taylasan, which is a type of shawl. When Dajjal will see Nabi Isa alayhi salam, then hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says he will start to dissolve like salt dissolves in water and he will run away. If Isa alayhi salam didn't kill him, just by seeing Isa alayhi salam, he will melt to death. Isa alayhi salam will call out to him, there is a strike that I will deliver to you and you cannot escape receiving the strike from me. Isa alayhi salam will then apprehend Dajjal at the eastern door of Lud and will kill him. Allah Ta'ala will then cause the Jews to be defeated. We ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us from all fitan, all fitnas. Allah must protect us. But in this day and age, Allah Pak show us the disgrace of the Jews, and Allah Ta'ala must show us a resounding victory for the Muslims and a defeat, even if Allah Ta'ala sends his hidden armies and uses his amazing ways to destroy the Jewish army and their allies. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability that we can see that time and we can also rejoice in that victory.